traffic on their site.
One legitimate concern could be, though, is what market demographic. We want fairly people who would be interested in buying our websites, right? Or is it just to get it out there?
This is going to be a gaming. What would we get from this is a huge gaming community and personal community. So these $20 a month sites, ones are going to be sold off of this. If you're looking for more serious, that's a TV commercial.
Oh, you know what? We should also have a, if we do this, you know, have a link for saying, who would you want to see square off? And people send us suggestions, you know? You know, we don't even have to, we just go through their suggestion.
Well, that would be right where it says on the website. You'll have, like, vote for next week's conversation. Under that, you also have, who would you want to see?
That's what we should do.
And
well,
it's not always a fight, though. Don't forget. It's not always a fight. It could be anything.
Oh, really?
A dance-off. It could be a horror-off. It could be anything.
Just buying cigarettes at a cashier, you know, in a convenience store? Like a cashier, and then suddenly a cigarette smoking man from X-Files comes by? No, that would be too subtle.
And then Scruff McGruff comes up?
Or who?
Scruff McGruff.
So, the Screaming Kid, he's got horrible taste in music.
What's that all about?
That's all good.
Scruff McGruff versus the guy with the cigarettes, man.
Who? Stuffy McGruff? Is that the bear?
Scruff. Scruff McGruff is the anti-drug dog.
Oh, yeah.
In the United States.
But that would be fake versus fake, though.
Versus who? What's this other guy?
You would have to have a real world counterpart as a cashier is buying, cashier is a real guy at a convenience store could be, no, sorry, Gandhi and Adolf Hitler are both buying cigarettes or stuff.
That's real.
They're both real, but the...
Also, it's real.
The cashier is fake.
No, no.
The cashier is fake. Then you got a different play on it. You got two fake with one real.
If we keep to the standard like that, if we don't break the standard, then people will keep watching. They expect to see something.
Yeah, no.
And later on, and then we can break it.
And Family
later
guy.
On, if we break it, everybody will be amazed.
Monkey and Family Guy, how can we incorporate him?
Okay, guys.
Because that's all Family Guy does, is they get, you know, these weird matchups.
Bush versus Evil Monkey.
Bush versus Evil Monkey. There are weapons of mass destruction in the back.
Jeez.
Dolphin Jones.
Wow, man, it just blew my mind.
Jeez, he's pointing at the evil country. He must go destroy them. And then, boom.
Whatever.
That would be great. That would be definitely good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes, you are good at this.
Seriously, I mean, we should even just do a vote for the first video, like Terminator versus Abe Lincoln. That should be cheap enough. Get a muscle guy and Abe Lincoln and just have, you know, Terminator trying to assassinate Abe and Abe fights back.
I want to see him pull a machine gun out of
that. The
other game. No, he should throw his hat like Goldfinger.
I can totally do that.
You heard what? That, okay. He should throw his hat like Goldfinger.
Oh, God, yeah. Just having real world, but having these weird superpowers or something. Like, you know, gets a shotgun or something, pulls out a shotgun.
You won't want it.
Ooh.
You sure?
I missed out on this conversation.
Oh, sorry. Basically, say Abe Lincoln had, you know, like, he could throw his hat like
the hat fucking takes out the whole fucking balcony. Terminator comes down.
That is awesome, yeah. Yeah, I'm recording it. Okay, so basically, no, write this down, yeah. So basically, John Wilkes Booth is the Terminator. So you just see Abe Lincoln watching the movie. And then the Terminator is gone.
It's an opera.
Okay, but we could do it in a movie. If you got a movie theater, do it there. Then just you'll make it so weird. But and then basically, Terminator goes to shoot Abe, but then Abe Lincoln does a backflip off the balcony to the crowd, and then throws his hat as he falls and cuts the balcony down, and the Terminator falls into the rubble. And then the Terminator can rise from the rubble. It somehow bursts into flame and explodes, and then you see him with his skin off and. Abe pulls out a shotgun from under his jacket and blows him to hell and then says, I don't know.
That's why I got Writer's Block, too. It was good up to that, and then...
Six feet of flames, and then you shot me under the head.
No, it's like, what's Lincoln's favorite, what's his big sayings?
Famous, well.
No, what's his sayings? Like, what's...
4 score and 10 years.
I have no idea.
4 score this, bitch.
Have him pull out a quad barrel shotgun.
Boy, Jack had to. He'll say, I'll be back. And also, he says, 4 score this, bitch, and he shoots right down.
Do you have anyone who can do the owl voice?
I do.
Okay, good.
I can just call our governor.
Just call the governor over the phone here. Now, come here. Yeah.
Hey,
call the Edwards. We're gonna work together. We're gonna pump the island. You're gonna put me out there. Yeah. We gotta reach with the youth again. Go San Diego.
The problem is.
Go San Diego.
The problem is Terminator isn't exactly like a fake anime character.
Terminator is a fake anything.
He's a fake character, but he's still live action.
We're open to anything, actually, yeah. So, yeah, it's totally. Yeah, exactly. Terminator versus Abe, but Abe Lincoln has these crazy ass...
Not crazy ass skills, just like, you know, he flips off the balcony.
Human skills.
Yeah.
Huh?
Didn't he know? Abe Lincoln always could do that stuff.
But his hat is like titanium or something.
He's a magician, yeah. Somehow, I don't know, have him do a magic spell, I don't know. Yeah, have him blow up, just doing like the wizard.
The genie nod.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. At the end, yeah, he's like, yeah, 4 score this. And then
I'll be
like,
back, I'll be waiting.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'll be back, I'll be waiting. Or something.
Yeah.
Abe Lincoln usually had, you know, some terms for his return or something.
Well, at least
awesome. Yeah. Something to look that up.
Yeah. Who knows about... Oh, God, I hope I can. You'll have to definitely email me, Ed, to get a hold of me, because it's busy times. But, yes, I'll... at the very least, hopefully you're writing some of this...
I need all of it.
Huh?
I need all of it.
Yeah. Sorry? Okay, well, I mean, basically we can iron out the script here. You got your, we can start on that. It's a development meeting after all. Or do you have time now? Or if you want, we can arrange a future meeting where we can, you know, figure out the script and write it out.
Well, like I said, I have a friend who's doing it. Like, this is what he's doing for me. He's making
it. Okay, but do you think... Do you want to go with the Abe Lincoln turn? Because we basically mocked out the action. Is that some... Yeah?
I like Abe Lincoln versus Terminator.
Do you think... Okay.
I was going to say the Muhammad versus Darth. I don't know how you do that one.
Basically, I would have a boxing ring, rent out at a gym, and then a friggin' Darth Vader costume, and you just have, you know, Muhammad Ali, like a Muhammad Ali lookalike kind of guy.
Darth Vader.
And then, you know, Muhammad Ali's just dancing around, and then Darth Vader comes out with his sword, but then you see Muhammad Ali just breaking shit up, man.
He doesn't use the force. Not Muhammad Ali. Yeah, but Gandhi. Gandhi. Darth Vader versus Gandhi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Darth Vader versus Gandhi would work so much better.
He just uses the force. He throws him around the room. Gandhi's sitting there like this the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's that matchup. Yeah, that's perfect. Beauty. Love it. So Mahatma Gandhi versus Darth Vader. Just Mahatma Gandhi just sitting there, just taking it. And eventually Darth Vader gets fed up, takes it down on a stormtrooper or an admiral. Like, Mahatma Gandhi's like, we're under control of the British. And then the British guy looks like an admiral officer, and then Darth Vader kills him. That's how Mahatma Gandhi did it.
You lost me. Oh, okay.
He took the yoke of British rule. He made them look unpopular, like, in the world. So that's how he won democracy. So you could show that him winning or something. I don't know.
No, Darth Vader would definitely win.
Yeah.
He would pop the war with him, dude.
Would we? Well, actually, we could leave it up to the voters to decide who wins. But we just need to know what each outcome will be. I think for Terminator versus Arnold, we should just go with, Terminator versus Abe. Abe will just win, so we're coming up with that. But then we can have, like, Muhammad Gandhi versus Darth Vader. Who would you want to see win? And then you say, you know, and then Muhammad Gandhi, well, if he wins, it's because he outsmarts Darth Vader, says, you know, finds a fall guy.
At the end of it, coming up next. who do you want to win?
And then, yeah, and basically that's it. We have everything else filmed